Welcome to Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast with your host, Larry McCormick.
Welcome. It's Larry McCormick with Peep Game Fantasy Football, here to discuss everything that took place in the wild day in the NFL and talk about things to look for in fantasy that you got to keep your eye on. So let's just get right into it. First game of the Patriots versus the Steelers. Mac Jones, he did play better. Nelson Aguilar went for over 100 yards. Damian Harris, I think he's the preferred back. I know it was a lot of talk about Ramondre Stevenson in the offseason, but the first 2 weeks, Ramondre really hasn't done anything. Damian Harris is the running back to have in that backfield. Jacoby Myers, he had a real good game for the Patriots. If he's on the waiver wire, I think that he'll be a good pickup for you all. But that's it really on the Patriots side. On the Steelers side, I mean, the Steelers offense really is not that good. I mean, Mitchell Trubisky, he's inconsistent. Deontay Johnson, once again, is the best receiver. Claypool's doing nothing. George Pickens really ain't doing anything. And Najee Harris. Najee Harris, to me and stuff, he's not living up to being the first round pick that a lot of people drafted him at. You know, it's just like it was with Big Ben. It's based off of volume. And without the volume, Najee's really not doing anything. Now, it's good that he had 5 catches yesterday. But other than that, he's really not doing anything. He only had 40-something yards of running the ball, because the offensive line for the Steelers ain't that good. Next game, Carolina versus the Giants. Matt Rhule and Baker, they need to find ways to get DJ Moore the ball more. I mean, 6 targets is not enough. He's clearly the best receiver Carolina has. It's good that he did save his day with a touchdown, but you got to give DJ Moore the ball more. Now, McCaffrey went over 100 yards. That's good. He still hasn't given us these first 2 weeks. You know, what fantasy managers are used to, especially in PPR, getting 25 to 30 fantasy points from McCaffrey. That hasn't happened the first 2 weeks of the season. But he hasn't looked bad. It's just that Baker Mayfield is so inconsistent in the offense. It just hasn't happened yet. And Robbie Anderson, he went back to doing what he always do, being inconsistent. He had a big week 1, but now week 2, he didn't do too much of anything. On the Giants side, Saquon looks good. He didn't have no breakout game like he had in week 1, but he still looks good. I still think Sterling Shepard is the number 1 receiver with the Giants. Kadarius Toney only had 3 targets. He really didn't do nothing once again. So, I mean, that's pretty much it on as far as that game. Next game was a wild one between the Jets and the Browns. Garrett Wilson, if he's on the waiver wire, he's definitely somebody that you need to get in that offense. Because right now, I think he's the number 1 receiver, at least as long as while Joe Flacco was the quarterback. I mean, Elijah Moore, he's not getting a lot of targets, so he hasn't done that much. And we know Corey Davis had that one huge 66-yard touchdown. He was wide open. I don't know what the hell Cleveland was thinking, leaving somebody that damn wide open. And Tyler Conklin is a tight end that you might want to pay attention to in the offense for the Jets. My biggest thing and stuff is Joe Flacco, how long is he going to be the starting quarterback? And will things change once Zach Wilson comes back as far as the target share? Because it's clear right now that Garrett Wilson and Joe Flacco is number 1 guy to look for. On the Browns side, Nick Chubb, he was off the hook week 1. He had a hell of a week 2. I mean, he's definitely living up to, you know, I didn't target Nick Chubb at all in the draft because I know he doesn't catch the ball at the backfield. But he's running the ball so dominant and stuff. He's giving you RB1 numbers. And a lot of people got him in the second or sometimes even the third round, depending on what type of format that you're in. Kareem Hunt, his day was Now, Amari Cooper did have a big day, went for over 100 yards. So it was good to get Amari Cooper involved in the offense, because we know last week he wasn't. And Donovan Peoples-Jones, who had a big week 1, really didn't do nothing at all week 2. So good to see Amari Cooper getting more involved. Next game, the Colts versus the Jaguars. The Colts just stink. You know, you got shut out. We remember what happened the last week of the regular season when they lost to Jacksonville. They come back today, back to Florida again, look terrible again. Jonathan Taylor didn't have a good game. Now, we understand Michael Pittman Jr. was out this game, but Matt Ryan looked terrible. Okay, there's no receiver really to talk about with the Colts. Like I said, Jonathan Taylor didn't have a good game. On the Jacksonville side, it's clear to me that James Robinson is the better running back to have over Travis Etienne. You know, he didn't get a lot of yards per carry, but he did get in the end zone and stuff, and he did get way more opportunities than what Travis Etienne did. He's the running back to have. I look at Robinson as an RB2, and Etienne right now is a desperation flexor right now in this offense. And Christian Kirk, 2 touchdowns. He looked like a very good WR2 in his offense. I mean, you know, I made jokes in the offseason about how much Jacksonville paid this man, but hey, it's paying off. And Trevor Lawrence, he was efficient in this game. So good to see that. Next game, the Dolphins versus the Ravens. I mean, Tua was on fire. Okay. And Tyreek Hill, he got his man. Jalen Waddle, he got his man. I mean, those two receivers, I think, are going to have big years all year. And I think that Tua can support both of those receivers. As far as the running game, at the week one, it was heavily Chase Edmonds. But week two, it was Raheem Mostert. So I don't know. Maybe Mike Daniels didn't like what he seen out of Chase Edmonds week one. He decided to go with somebody he's familiar with, from Raheem Mostert. But Mostert looked okay. I mean, you really don't want to start neither one of the two. But if right now, if I had to choose which running back to start out that backfield, I'm going to say Raheem Mostert. Anything else to take away? Baltimore, I mean, Lamar Jackson, he had a real big game. Ran for a 79-yard touchdown, threw for a 75-yard touchdown. He looked real good. Rashad Bateman looked real good. He's their number one receiver. I know a lot of people, I mean, not to say that DuVernay didn't have a good game, because he did. He got a concussion towards the end of the game. But I think Rashad Bateman is going to be all right. He got 7 targets. And Mark Andrews went back to showing people why he was drafted as a tight end one. So he had a good game, too. The running back situation, well, for Baltimore stink when it comes to Kenyon Drake and Mike Davis. I would not start either one of them. They need J.K. Dobbins to come back. But Lamar looked like a clear QB1. I think Rashad Bateman, I think he looks like a WR2 out there. We already know Andrews is a tight end one. And yeah, I think Duvernay is a WR3 flex with upside. Next game, Tampa Bay and the Saints. It was a rough game, and we've seen the big fight with Mike Evans and Lattimore. You know, they can't help themselves. You know, Leonard Fournette had over 20 carries, but the offense just wasn't the same. We know that Mike Evans really never does good against the Saints. They didn't have no Chris Godwin. They didn't have no Julio. So Tom Brady did not have a good game, but he really never does against the Saints. So that's as much I can take from that. And on the Saints side, you know, Jameis acting like he was when he was in Tampa, throwing 3 picks, but you know, that was uncalled for. Can't guard Mike. He looked pretty good in the offense. You know, he got into the end zone. They didn't have no Alvin Kamara. Mark Ingram didn't do shit in the game, so that didn't help them out. And, you know, Chris Olave, he continues to make good plays. But, you know, in order for the Saints to win, they can't afford Jameis to turn the ball over 3 times. Next game, the Commanders versus the Lions. This was another good game. Amon-Ra St. Brown. You know, I had him part of the homies. I told people that he was going to have a big year. People kept saying on the whole offseason, well, only reason why he did that toward the end of last season was because they didn't have T.J. Hockenson and Swift was out. And you see, both of them are back now. They're still not starting Amon-Ra. Amon-Ra is putting up WR1 numbers. You know, my bold prediction that he was going to be a top 12 receiver this year. And so far, I'm looking like a genius for that matter. Because he is clearly their best receiver in this offense. And I don't think once Jameson Williams come back, I don't think that's going to change for Amon-Ra. If anything, it would hurt DJ Chark, who didn't do anything at all on 4 targets yesterday. But Amon-Ra is the man. And Jared Goff had a very good game, throwing 4 touchdowns. And he's definitely somebody that you could use in 2 quarterback of Superflex leagues. On the Commander side, Carson Wentz had another big game, and that's good to see. Curtis Samuel had another big game, and Jahan Dotson, both of them. Now, Jahan, the player Curtis Samuel and the player Jahan Dotson is really downplaying Terry McLaurin and you know, these first 2 weeks. Not to say that Terry's been bad, but because they get, and, you know, Carson Wentz is also looking at other receivers, is actually hurting the fantasy production of Scary Terry. Now, I wouldn't bench Terry, but if you drafted Terry as a WR1, you're not happy right now. And even if you drafted him as a WR2, you still will want more. But as long as Curtis Samuel is healthy and Jahan Dotson keeps getting better week by week, I think that might be a problem as far as any Terry McLaurin fantasy managers. Antonio Gibson didn't have a big game, but he was okay. And J.D. McKissic had a good game, too, getting into the end zone. The key thing is going to be what's going to happen when Brian Robinson come back for the Commanders. That's the big thing. Next game is the Seattle Seahawks and the 49ers. Easy win for the 49ers. The biggest takeaway, of course, is Trey Lance broke his ankle. He's out for the year. It looks like a genius now that they kept Jimmy Garoppolo because he was able to move the ball around. Debo looked pretty good. Ayuk looked good. They still haven't had George Kittle these first 2 weeks. And we know one thing, that Garoppolo is a better thrower of the ball than Trey Lance. So that could mean better things for Debo, Brandon Ayuk, and George Kittle. Man, you hate to see an injury, and we hope that Trey Lance, you know, say recovers good and be ready for next year. But that's my takeaway. And then Jeff Wilson ran for over 80-something yards. He had a lot of touches. Now, I know the rookie Terrion Davis Price also had 14 touches, but he only had 30-something yards rushing. Jeff Wilson is the running back to own. So if you did get him off the waiver wire this past Wednesday, then I can see you using Jeff Wilson as an RB2 in that offense. On the Seattle side, really not much to talk about. Rashad Penny ain't do shit. Kenneth Walker, you know what I'm saying, making his debut the first game of the year. He didn't do anything. Tyler Lockett looked pretty good week 2. DK Metcalf really ain't do that much. I mean, Seattle's just not a good team. So I really don't know what to say. We know Geno looked at it against Denver week 1, but Seattle's just not a good team when you look at it. It was really an easy win for the 49ers. Next game, the Falcons versus the Rams. The Falcons did make a comeback. The Drake London, the rookie wide receiver, he looked real good. You know, 12 targets. But him looking so good is really taking away from Kyle Pitts. You know, Kyle Pitts only had 3 targets. These first 2 weeks, Kyle Pitts has really upset fantasy managers. I don't know what's going on in this offense. They need to make sure they get Kyle Pitts going. Stop lining him up as a tight end. Line him up as a wide receiver because he's that gifted. So I wouldn't bail on Kyle Pitts. I'm just hoping that they turn things around and that he could get the ball more in this offense to go along with Drake London and Cordell Patterson. Now, Cordell didn't have a stellar game like he had week 1, but I think Cordell is going to be fine in this offense. We know Mariota, he had an okay game in the comeback, but it just wasn't enough. The Rams side, Stafford was efficient. Cooper Kupp had another big day. Allen Robinson looked a way better week 2. You know, he got into the end zone, so that was good for fantasy managers. Tyler Higbee is a tight end that you really need to pay attention to because he's getting a lot of targets in his offense the first 2 weeks. So Tyler Higbee is somebody to really look at in the offense. And Cam Akers got more opportunities than Darrell Henderson in his offense. Now, he didn't do that much. Darrell Henderson, because he got in the end zone, had a better fantasy day. But I do think that with them trusting Cam Akers more week 2, that the hopes that people had for Darrell Henderson, I think that's going away. And Darrell Henderson, I think, is going to end up being a desperation flex. I think that Cam Akers week by week is going to get more and more opportunities with the Rams in this offense. So if you held on to Cam Akers, then that was good of you if you didn't bail on him after week 1. Next game was a wild one. The Arizona Cardinals beat the Las Vegas Raiders in overtime. Kyler Murray, he was sensational. They was down 20 to nothing. He came back. Big plays from A.J. Green. No, I would not pick up A.J. Green off the waiver wire. Zach Ertz looked real good. He helped fantasy managers out. And Hollywood Brown, he got into the end zone, even though you still wanted more from Hollywood. Now, James Conner, he left the second half with an ankle injury. We don't know the extent of his injury just yet. We got to wait and see. But I know Eno Benjamin and Darrell Williams is two people to target off the waiver wire. Just in case the static is maybe James Conner missed week three. On the Raiders side, Devontae Adams did not have a good game. I don't know if they was bracketing him, but he did not. He pissed fantasy managers off. He really didn't do that much. Darren Waller had a pretty good game and got into the end zone, so he helped fantasy managers out. Renfro, I mean, it was terrible. He's a big reason why the Raiders lost the game. He fumbled the ball twice, really in consecutive plays, and the second one led to, you know, a fumble recovery from Arizona, you know, walking into the end zone for the win in overtime. And Derek Carr just needs to play better. You know, I don't know. That's really the thing is, if you have Derek Carr, I will hold on to Derek Carr. He's good in two quarterback, a super flex lead. But when you have those options on offense, you got to play better. And it hurts me being a Raider fan and seeing what happened yesterday. But they need to play better. So we'll see what they do against Tennessee week three. But you know, a good comeback from Arizona, and I just got to leave it at that. Next game, the Houston Texans versus the Broncos. Look, Russell Wilson and the Denver offense does not look right. I mean, the fans was booing Russell Wilson in Denver. You never want that to have a home opener and the fans are booing you. I mean, Javonte Williams, he didn't really do that much this game. Same as Melvin Gordon, he didn't do that much either. Jerry Jeudy, he left the game. At first, they were saying shoulder, but they did x-rays on his ribs after the game. They said they came back negative, so that's good. Cortland Sutton, he was okay in the offense, but that's what it ain't really too much to take with. Russell Wilson has not looked good week one or week two, so he definitely needs to play better in his offense. And for on the Texas side, really not that much to talk about. Only thing really is that Damian Pierce got majority of the touches out the backfield over Rex Burkhead. Rex Burkhead only had a couple of targets out of the backfield. It was really the Damian Pierce show. He didn't do that much, but it was good to see Damian Pierce getting those opportunities. Brandon Cooks, he was okay out there. And Nico Collins, he got his fair share of targets. That was good for you if you're playing PPR. But really not much to write home about in regards to this game. Next game, the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, Cooper Rush, I guess he was efficient. Zeke really didn't do nothing. Tony Pollard outplayed him. I really don't know what to say about Zeke. 53 yards rushing. I mean, he just looks slow out there. Tony Pollard is more explosive. I mean, and Noah Brown, he got a real connection with Cooper Rush. You know, he had a very good fantasy day. And CeeDee Lamb wasn't bad either. You know, if you play in full PPR, CeeDee Lamb got you 15 fantasy points. So he wasn't bad either. And that's my takeaways. Now, Dalton Schultz did get hurt, but he did return back at the end of the game. So Cincinnati Bengals side, they paid all that money for, you know what I'm saying, to get offensive line help in the offseason. And the offensive line is still trash. You know, Joe Burrow, he looked nervous back there. T. Higgins, he came back after that concussion. He had a big game. Jamar Chase really didn't do anything at all in this offense. They really shut down Joe Mixon in the run game. Tyler Boyd didn't do that much in the offense. Maybe a tight end, if you desperate and you don't like the way your tight end is going, maybe picking up Hayden Hurst, because Hayden Hurst, you know, he is getting targeted with the Bengals these first 2 weeks of the season, but it was a bad loss from the Cincinnati Bengals losing to Cooper Rush and the Cowboys. Next game, the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers, which took place Sunday night. Easy win for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was efficient, but it was really the Aaron Jones show. You know, he had several touchdowns. He was running like 9 or 10 yards of carry and stuff. They really wanted to get him involved because they really didn't get him involved week one. And this is what fantasy managers, when they drafted him to be an RB1, this is what fantasy managers were looking for. Why he was so dominant, it really took away from A.J. Dillon, who had a big week one. A.J. Dillon really didn't do that much in week two because how good Aaron Jones played. Sammy Watkins, he was efficient in the game. So that's good. That was good for Sammy Watkins. But other than that, I mean, Lazard, it was his first game, his debut this year. You know, he got to the end zone, but he's more so just a red zone threat. I don't think that Alan Lazard would have going to get you a lot of targets in the game. So he's more so of a, right now, if you ask me, he's more so of a WR3. And on the Bears side, the only thing I can take away from this is that David Montgomery looked real good in this offense. You know, he was running the ball real good. And other than that, I mean, Darnell Mooney, I don't know what's going on with him. Only several targets. He been on the milk carton. He hasn't done nothing at all these first 2 weeks of the year. So I know a lot of fantasy managers drafted him as a WR2. I mean, he's been trash. I mean, I don't know to blame Mooney, blame the offense. I don't know what's going on. And another person to talk about is Cole Kmet. You know, we was real high on Cole Kmet coming into the season. He's not even getting targeted in the game. So between Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet, well, neither one of them doing anything is really limiting the Chicago Bears offense. We know they won week one against the 49ers, but that was in the rainstorm. And even in that game, Mooney and Kmet didn't do anything. So the Bears really need to you know, watch what they're doing and change some things around on the offensive side, because in order for them to be effective, you got to get Darnell Mooney, who had over 1,000 yards receiving last year. You got to get him and Cole Kmet way more involved than what they've been getting him involved. And that concludes all the games that took place last night. Now, to talk about waiver wire, because like I said, I only do shows Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The big things to take away as far as quarterbacks to get off the waiver wire, Jimmy Garoppolo with Trey Lance, with him being out for the year, Jimmy Garoppolo is somebody to target on the waivers this year. I mean this week, if Carson Wentz is still on the waiver wire, he's somebody to target. And Jared Goff is somebody to target also off the waiver wire this week. As far as running backs, We don't know what's going on with James Conner yet. So getting Darrell Williams or Eno Benjamin, getting either one of them a good running back to target off the waiver wire. Any other running back to target besides those two? Right now, I said those are the two running backs really to target. Or and maybe J.D. McKissic if he's available also on the waiver wire. But that's about it as far as the running backs. Wide receivers is Garrett Wilson. You know, Garrett Wilson, I can see Jacoby Myers. He'd be another one you could target off the waiver wire. And maybe even Greg Dortch from the Cardinals is somebody probably to target off the waiver wire. So those receivers right there, I think you could target off the waiver wire and put waiver wire claims in. Defensive to stream or to pick up off the waiver wire for week three, the Minnesota Vikings would be a good defensive stream. If people drop the Saints after what happened week one, picking them back up will be a good defensive stream for week three. And that's probably about it. So those are like the big waiver wire pickups to make that I think as far as Garoppolo and Jared Goff, getting the Arizona backfield in case that James Conner is not able to play week three, making sure Garrett Wilson, if he's on the waiver wire, picking him up. He's definitely somebody you want to get off the waiver wire. And that really concludes. And also, like I said, because Jacoby Myers has had two good weeks for the New England Patriots. Even though I don't think the Patriots offense is that good, it has not affected how good Jacoby Myers has looked for the New England Patriots. Well, this is Larry McCormick, Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast. I'll talk to you next time.